Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the topic of Moses encountering God in a burning bush and beginning his journey to lead the Israelites out of Egypt. The Bible verse for today is taken from Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 to 5. Meanwhile, Moses was tending the flock of his father-in-law, Jethro, the priest of Midian. Leading the flock beyond the wilderness, he came to the mountain of God, Horeb. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him as fire flaming out of a bush. When he looked, although the bush was on fire, it was not being consumed. So Moses decided, "I must turn aside to look at this remarkable sight. Why does the bush not burn up?" When the Lord saw that he had turned aside to look, God called out to him from the bush, "Moses! Moses," he answered, "here I am." God said, "Do not come near. Remove your sandals from your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. I am the God of your father," he continued, "the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God.
As Moses went about his usual routine of tending to his father-in-law Jethro's flock, he had no idea that his life was about to take an extraordinary turn. Little did he know that he was about to have a divine encounter on that day. Out in the wilderness, beyond the familiar lands, Moses found himself standing at the foot of Mount Horeb, the mountain of God. And in that moment, something truly miraculous happened. The angel of the Lord appeared to Moses, manifesting as fire erupting from a bush. What made this sight even more remarkable was that the bush was engulfed in flames, and yet it remained unconsumed. Naturally curious, Moses couldn't resist turning aside to get a closer look at this incredible sight. Questions flooded his mind. How could the bush burn without being consumed? What was happening before his very eyes? As Moses approached the burning bush, God spoke to him. A voice called out, "Moses, Moses." In awe and wonder, Moses responded, "Here I am." And then God instructed him, "Do not come any closer. Take off your sandals, for the place you are standing is holy ground." In that moment, everything changed for Moses. God revealed himself as the God of his forefathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Overwhelmed by the presence of the Almighty, Moses couldn't bear to look directly at God. He instinctively hid his face, overcome with a mixture of awe, reverence, and humility. This encounter between Moses and God laid the foundation for something monumental. It was a profound connection between a mere mortal and the creator of the universe. In this divine moment, a purpose was unveiled, a purpose that would alter the course of history. God chose Moses to be his instrument, the one through whom he would deliver the Israelites from their bondage in Egypt and lead them to the promised land. Little did Moses know, as he stood there in the presence of God, how much his life was about to change. This was the beginning of an exceptional journey, filled with challenges, miracles, and the undeniable power of God's presence. With his heart trembling and a newfound sense of purpose, Moses embarked on an adventure that would not only shape his own life, but also the destiny of an entire nation. Every step he took, every decision he made, would be guided by the God who had called him. Moses would witness firsthand the miraculous plagues, the parting of the Red Sea, and the giving of the Ten Commandments. He would experience moments of doubt, frustration, and immense faith. Through it all, Moses would rely on God's strength, wisdom, and guidance. The journey would test him in ways he could never have imagined, but it would also reveal the depths of his character and his unwavering devotion to the Almighty. Indeed, encountering God at the burning bush was just the beginning. It was the prelude to a grand symphony that would resound throughout generations, leaving an indelible mark on the history of the Israelites. And as Moses walked forward, a humble shepherd turned fearless leader, he carried with him the weight of a nation's dreams and aspirations. So, in the humble presence of a burning bush, a man named Moses found his life forever changed. And with unwavering faith and a heart full of courage, he embraced the extraordinary calling that lay before him.
Let's close with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you with hearts filled with gratitude and reverence for the countless blessings you bestow upon us. Just as you revealed yourself to Moses through the burning bush, we seek your presence in our lives. May your guidance and wisdom be our constant companions as we navigate the journey before us. Lord, help us to recognize the holy ground upon which we stand, for your presence sanctifies even the ordinary moments of our lives. Like Moses, we humbly acknowledge your authority and power. Lead us in your ways, Lord, and reveal to us the purpose you have for each one of us. As we face the challenges and uncertainties of life, may we carry the torch of faith and courage that Moses exhibited when he responded to your call. Help us to trust in your plan, even when it takes us on unexpected paths. Strengthen our faith and grant us the humility to follow your guidance. Lord, just as you transformed Moses from a shepherd into a leader, may you transform us from ordinary individuals into instruments of your will. May we have the courage to embrace the extraordinary callings you have for us and to serve you faithfully. In your holy name we pray. Amen. As we part ways for now, we want to extend my sincere thanks for the time we've spent together. Your presence has been a blessing, and we are grateful for the moments we've shared. May your journey ahead be filled with happiness, success, and good health. May you find peace and fulfillment in all that you do. Take care, and may blessings abound in your life.